Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, it has been a long couple of years. In South Carolina, you have had crop failures due to weather really the last 2 years. So producers are just ecstatic that the weather has cooperated and they are really bringing in some bumper crops this year.
Well, you're right. It started with corn and we're about finished that up, and I think we'll see some record yields for corn. But now we're moving in full speed with peanuts. And cotton is just starting, so the corn crop, the peanut crop, and the cotton crop really have great promise this year.
Let's talk a few numbers if you have them.
Yeah, one thing is that our acreage is up to begin with in peanuts. We'll be at about 120,000 acres this year, up from 106 the previous year. But the yield, we could come close to averaging 2 tons. Per acre, which is incredible. I think our state average historically is 3,200 pounds, but we'll bump close to 4,000 pound average, which would put our total crop around 234,000 tons. So that is a big crop of peanuts.
Absolutely. And then let's talk cotton a little bit.
Well, again, cotton the same. Our acreage is up 60,000 acres from last year to 250,000. And again, if you just ride the roads, when cotton gets defoliated, that 2.5 bale cotton out there, I call it bright white. And I have seen several bright white fields around my part of the country just on the roads that I travel. So our folks are looking at a 960-pound predicted average, which that is just short of a 2-bale average, which is just really tremendous. Markets, not the best, so that's why this yield is just really critical at making a good enterprise out of cotton this year.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.